The overture Il Signor Bruschino, and we heard Rossini's music played by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and thank you for tuning in to this beautiful classical programming. We do certainly hope that you are enjoying it, and as the spring season approaches, we hope that you'll enjoy it ever so much more. Speaking of lovely music, the next performance of the beautiful Dearborn Symphony Orchestra takes place on Friday, April the 3rd, with Kypros Markou, music director, conducting, and guest soloist Brandon Ridenour on trumpet. The concert preview with James Walter precedes the show, and that starts at 7 p.m. You won't want to miss this beautiful opportunity for some great local music. Again, Friday, April the 3rd at the Ford Community and Performing Arts Center. Mark your calendar. For ticket information, please call the Dearborn Symphony office, and their number is 313-565-2424. That's 565-2424. Or as always, on the web, it's dearbornsymphony.org.
Today, we celebrate Bach's 324th birthday. Now, you may say, hey, wait a minute, that's not Bach's music. You're right, it isn't. It's a cello sonata by Felix Mendelssohn. But do you remember? When he was just 20 years old, Felix Mendelssohn almost single-handedly revived interest in Bach's music. There was an explosion of interest in it when he conducted the St. Matthew Passion back in 1829. We're going to hear Mendelssohn's Cello Sonata No. 2 in about a half an hour. From another string work from a concerto by Vivaldi, here's the Allegro movement with Giuliano Carmignola, the violinist.
Thank you.
I'm Lynn Werfel, and welcome to Saturday, the first day of spring 2009. To celebrate that, green sleeves. Well, I know it's not green leaves, it's the sleeves of the... Well, you get it. Here's James Oswald's arrangement of Green Sleeves with percussionist Ben Grossman. Guitarist Kirk Elliott and Allison Melville is the recorder player. Yes, it's not the What Child Is This setting of the sonnet Green Sleeves, but James Oswald's setting. And we heard Allison Melville, recorder player, Kirk Elliott, the guitarist, and Ben Grossman, the percussionist. That's from a relatively new release, anyway. I really like it a lot because I love new music. It's called She's Sweetest When She's Naked. They're not really talking about Allison, although the picture on the front sort of suggests that perhaps, well, no, she's not. Here is an overture written by Hector Berlioz, Benvenuto Cellini. The Boston Symphony Orchestra is led by Charles Munch. The concert overture, Benvenuto Cellini, Hector Berlioz music with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, led by Charles Munch. Next, the man who really made a big fuss about Bach back in 1829, sparking revival in his music. It's a name you might know, Felix Mendelssohn.
89.3 FM, WHFR Dearborn. That's the station that you're listening to, and we're so glad you're there. Good day. I'm Susan McGraw, WHFR General Manager. It is a pleasure to welcome you to our airwaves. If you've got a business or an organization and you would like to get the word out in a more in-depth way, particularly during these challenging economic times, well, WHFR underwriting or sponsorship might just be the thing for you. It is a very cost-effective way to get the word out about your business or organization to wonderful listeners. Listeners that support the independent alternative programming here at WHFR and are very loyal and very receptive to what we do. If you'd like to learn more about how cost-effective underwriting can be and how it truly supports this station here at WHFR, we would love to talk with you. Give me a call, 313-845-9842. That's 313-845-9842.
Then your monad on the seventh dimension and your group soul on the eighth dimension and the master of light level, like who you are as a master of light on the 10th dimension. And who you are as an archangel in the 11th dimension. And, you know, the 12th dimension is like oneness with all. So mm-hmm. that one's a little more difficult to experience.
Right.
But
now, when you were training, who did you train with?
I trained with the Rocky Mountain Mystery School. It's an authentic, mystery school in the lineage. So, mm-hmm.
Now, they give you some type of degree or paperwork showing that you've successfully completed the courses or anything like that?
Yeah, actually. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a distinction between who you're being initiated with and then the physical school with all of the knowledge and information. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay, so when you get the initiation, it's about working with God and working for God, and you get a lot of direct teaching from the hierarchy mm-hmm. and from your guides and, you know... And that's one relationship. And then for further study of the mysteries, there are a lot of classes in the mystery school to take. So mm-hmm. some of it's about initiation. It's, there's a Kabbalah is mm-hmm. a huge part of the mystery school. So, mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, it actually says on your website that you're an ordained minister, too. So
yep.
it does cover everything.
I didn't get that there, but yes.
Oh, okay. But you are a minister, so
yeah.
If you wanted to marry somebody, you could, right?
I could, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's very strong. That's very powerful.
Yeah.
You know, so a good thing to know. So now, when people come to you, do they usually come to you over a period of time, or is it just a one-shot deal? How does that usually work with you?
Well, it could go either way. A lot of people come to see me on a fairly regular basis. You know, sometimes we'll do quite a bit of work together, a few different sessions and empowerments, and then they call me when they're feeling like they're clogged up. You know, something
right.
happened and they're not processing it, so
yeah.
they call me and they, you know, we get them clear. So
right,
but yeah, I've had a lot of clients for years.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a soul cleansing type of thing.
I'd say like aura cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
Aura cleansing and reconnection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just getting grounded and reconnected to source and bringing your energy back in. I mean, that's what I do with most people. It's just really... In fact, I have a meditation on my website on the free tools for healing page that's called the Daily Energy Setup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that anybody can do to just get grounded and... get connected and bring their energy back in. It helps them feel really great. I do it every morning.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you start every day?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do you meditate as a general rule?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And you feel that really helps you?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
If you were not to meditate, would you feel a difference throughout
yeah.
your day?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You can attest to that?
The lack of being balanced and centered? Sure.
Yeah, well, I often feel like that, but that's got nothing to do with meditation. But anyway, moving right along.
Okay.
So when you meditate, is this for like an hour or just a short period of time? What do you suggest, 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
If you can do 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes at night, that's ideal. You know, like really, mm-hmm. you know, get in there and just be with yourself and spirit for a little bit. But if you got 5 minutes, you got 5 minutes. You do what you can,
right,
you know.
Right.
If you do it regularly, you know, even a few minutes is going to help you.
Right. So basically, you're just trying to quiet yourself and concentrate on your breathing, would you say?
Yeah, I would say that focusing on your breathing is good. A lot of people like really try to quiet the mind. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's really, we're human and
right.
the mind is not quieted. What no. we're the focus really is the being behind the voices.
Right.
You know, like when you can get to the still place of being and focus on that, that's what your breath gets you to, is like just your being, that love behind mm-hmm. all of the thoughts. Like, who cares what your mind's doing? It's going to do what it does, and it's going to continue to do that.
Right.
So just focus on your being.
Right. Just try to relax as much as possible and yeah. just go from there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I just want to remind everybody that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. Today, my very special guest is Molly Ann Endura, and she is a clairvoyant healing guide. I'm just curious, when people come to you, are you totally honest with them? I mean, if you get some type of information that could be construed as bad, do you go ahead and tell them anyway?
Well, the really great thing about the kind of work that I do is that when I see things that are stuck in people, I can tell them about them because they're not going to be stuck with them. I help mm-hmm. them clear that energy out of their aura so that things really shift. You know, like if they're headed for something like really nasty, I mean, I don't necessarily talk about the nasty, but we'll definitely work on clearing the energy that's creating it, and people mm-hmm. shift, and then, you know, they don't have to have that experience.
Right. So you don't predict that there's going to be a car accident?
I would
or
never do
like
that.
That.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, in fact, I really, it's my intention to see only what's in their highest good. So I just don't mm-hmm. come into that kind of information. Do you know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So you ask for, again, the higher information that's going to hopefully, I guess, propel somebody along their spiritual path?
Yep. My intention is to serve their highest good, to be mm-hmm. helpful and empowering for them.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel you do that on a general basis?
Yes.
Nobody's ever complained about perhaps a reading, they're unhappy or they're disappointed in something you've told them?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say that they're disappointed. I think that sometimes they're surprised about what comes through.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always what they expect.
Pleasantly surprised? Or
I would say, yeah, because they're mm-hmm. clear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the truth isn't always what we want to hear.
Right.
But it is
right.
it is good to be armed with that.
Right. Sometimes the truth hurts, right?
Well, it can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, again, it's important to face the truth, because unless you can get past that, you can't progress, I think, you know, in certain times.
Mm-hmm. And I think really when you speak the truth to people in a, you know, in a gentle, compassionate way,
right.
they're able to hear it like, oh, yeah, I have been really struggling with that. Not like, oh, you're blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, oh, there's this thing and you do it. And it comes from, you know, like what happened with your dad, you know, like how he was, you know, like constantly picking on you, and now you do this because of that. So it's like, oh yeah, they go, oh yeah, I do that, and that makes total sense. And
mm-hmm.
and so it's like a gentle process of becoming aware and clear of why do we do what we do,
right?
You know,
so again, the people themselves are trying to change, as opposed to trying to change the people around them,
which is futile.
Yes,
right. No point
yes,
in that.
Yes, that can be frustrating at times.
It can.
Is that what the people try to do, just try to, I guess, accommodate themselves to the situation
mm-hmm.
better?
Yeah, I would say that is what we focus on. I mean, I certainly, people do ask about other people, you know, but,
mm-hmm.
And you can kind of say what's going on there, but there's no real changing another person. So you either work with it or you don't. It's like
right.
a choice, you know, you don't have to do anything.
Right. Yeah, you can just let it remain the status quo and be frustrated, but that usually doesn't work.
Yeah, but you don't have to be in the relationship.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And, mm-hmm.
Right. Well, again, working with people, they can also forgive other people
Absolutely.
That have wronged them for whatever instance they've experienced with that other person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the freedom is.
Right.
Because when you're holding on to grudges, the only person that's stuck is you.
Right. Well, again, sometimes doesn't that cause health problems,
oh.
things like that?
Like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Anytime I almost on a every time basis. I mean, if you see something like dark stuck in somebody's aura, you can almost guarantee they've got something they have not forgiven themselves or someone else for.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, do you just walk down the street and see people's auras, anything like that, or is it something where you really have to concentrate and get into the proper mood or setting?
Yeah, I really don't run around reading people. Mm-hmm. I just don't. It's something that I do very intentionally. And for one thing, it's an integrity issue. You know, like, you have a right to your privacy. Like, who am I to be peeking in on your energy without you wanting me to do that?
Yes. So you're not doing that now, I feel.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. I mean, I can see the colored light around you.
Oh, really?
I can, but, I mean, it's color. You know, it's pretty color.
What color is that?
It's kind of a blue green right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you look great, Mike.
That's a good color for an aura, is it?
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. You know, all colors are good.
Again, an aura will tell you what the state of the person, what they're in, what kind of state they're in.
Yeah. No, if we're just talking about like the aura that I can see with my eyes open, mm-hmm. it's going to give me a general state of your physical. Like vitality, like mm-hmm. if it's really heavy and dull, I'm going to be like, oh man, you're tired, aren't you? Mm-hmm. And if you've got like dark blotches around, it's like, oh, you got some like really icky stuff you're kind of thinking about, you know, like you're stuck on some stuff, you know,
right.
like their thought forms.
Right.
And if you, you know, you can see sparks and red flashes and it's like, oh, you're angry, are you? Mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that.
Right,
but
little clues.
I mean, you know, but it's more basic when I'm just looking with my eyes open. Really, the gems are when you go in and that takes a lot of intention for me to go in and find you in space and time and really look at you and, you know, what's going on with you and your system.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do that just walking down the street.
Right. So if a client comes to you, do you get an initial impression on just seeing what their aura might be about?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Not always?
If I intend to.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it something, does it help to be in a dark room that you can experience the aura a little bit better?
No, it doesn't matter.
No? Really?
It makes no difference. I mean, I'd rather have the lights on. It's a really? Little less creepy.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take your word for
okay.
it. Yeah. Now, when you help a person, do you do anything special to get in the mood or get ready yourself to help them?
Absolutely. I make sure that I've done my prayers and my rituals for the day, mm-hmm. that I'm grounded and connected to source, that all my energy's in my body, that my boundaries are good, that, you know, that I've said a prayer to serve and to just be a
right.
clear channel for love, light, wisdom, and healing.
Right.
And, you know, just to really set the space. And then I do set and open a sacred space to work in, mm-hmm. so that we're protected and surrounded in light. And, you know, then I say a prayer for their highest good and to, you know, just be able to bring that through and for them to get, you know, whatever they need and that it's more wonderful than they could ever even possibly imagine. And I do that and then we get to work and see what happens. And everybody's like, wow.
Right.
I feel amazing.
Yeah.
Like, right on.
Yeah. Good.
Thanks,
I
want
to hear that. Yeah. Well, I know everybody's human and I'm sure you have your off days. Is it hard to, I guess, bring your level of spirit up so that you can actually help people?
Well, yeah, sure. We all have our days. Mm-hmm. But really, if we're responsible, as healers, if we're really having an off day, we should reschedule.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it really is, I do make sure I have plenty of time to say my prayers and meditate. And if I need to move it back an hour so that I can really get clear with myself before I work on somebody else, I do that.
Mm-hmm. So you're just not going to arbitrarily say, okay, come on a certain day and that's it. You're willing to work around that to provide your highest good for when you work with that person?
Yeah, I mean, that's rare. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? I do set enough time ahead of, I'm not saying I'm a mess every morning, but I do set time to
I certainly
up.
Hope not.
Right? Yeah. But I do set time every day to get myself ready to be a channel.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's something, you know, more serious I'm working on and I'm clear, I mean, I can't even tell you the last time that happened. So, I mean, it's not, if you set an appointment with me, I'm going to be there for it and I'm going to be ready. So it's not really an issue, but
mm-hmm.
it's an integrity thing. If I'm not clear, I'm not going to work on anybody.
Right. I mentioned earlier, you just don't go around seeing people's auras, so mm-hmm. I would imagine you just don't go around picking up certain vibrations. Again, what that person's like, what they might be going through, that's just for your own good. And again, you said you didn't really want to pry into people's lives,
mm-hmm.
so you are able to turn it off?
I am able to turn it off. However, in conversations with people, it's kind of inevitable that stuff's going to come up into my awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, like being in a mall with people and, like that general, no. Like just sitting, you know, just being around people, no. But when you get into communication with people and they start talking about things in their life, you'll start seeing, especially visual people, because they'll think in pictures. Mm-hmm. So they're saying things and you're like going, oh, look, yeah, I can see that. And so, yeah, I mean, when you're connecting people with people, that happens. Mm-hmm. But I don't necessarily do it.
Right. So, like, unless, yeah. Like you said, if you're at the mall or a big crowd, it just doesn't start hitting you when you go, start running for the exit. You know, let me out of here.
No, that's called, you know, boundaries and grounding. Mm-hmm. I keep my energy very clean and separate from other people's.
Mm-hmm. So that's fairly easy for you to do?
It is, because I have really excellent tools.
Mm-hmm. And that's the important thing, are the tools?
I would say tools are very important for healers.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't clear yourself after you work with somebody and you're carrying around somebody else's baggage, you're not going to be able to do the work very long. You're going to be a mess.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you concentrate a lot on the healing as far as working with your clients? I mean, again, you said clear out their auras and whatever else might be going on. Mm-hmm. So do you actually try to heal a person as well as let them know what might be happening in the future?
Yeah, if I see that there's an energy pattern that's going on that I know how to pull out, then I will pull it. I will, you know, make sure that, you know, they're in agreement with their energy being shifted. But, yeah, I'll pull it out and then bring in fresh energy so mm-hmm. that they're not stuck with it.
Right. Have you ever worked with somebody where you've gotten something about them that even shocks you?
Sure.
I mean, you know, something that perhaps you really don't want to know about, or, you know, might be something that might be a very dark side to a person.
Mm-hmm. It happens. Sure. It happens. Not very often, because again, my intention is only to see what's in the highest good, what I have permission to see, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, and people usually like, please don't let her see that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
That's the hidden part.
Right.
Yeah, right. They don't want to show that.
Yeah. Not a lot of people that have, you know, I mean, I suppose some people do that are ready to really look at themselves and to heal. Those people are going to come to me and be like, they're already clear.
Right.
Like, I did this thing and I want to get rid of it. That's clear and healthy. Great. You know, I don't care what you did. If you want to be clear and conscious, awesome. You know, let me serve you. But people that are still hiding their deep, dark things, maybe they don't come. But, you know, a lot of times I'll see it as like a symbol of a deep, dark thing, but I don't necessarily see your deep, dark thing. You know what I mean? Because that's not none of my business.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I'll just see like what I need to know to help you clear it. It's like, okay, there it is. I can pull it out. Great. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know what your stuff is.
Right. And you don't judge people when you try to give them readings?
Absolutely not. We're all human.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every single one of us is human, and there is no escaping it as long as we're in a human body, and we all do the very best we can.
Right.
And, you know, let's judge not.
Right.
Lest you be judged.
Well, I think it's important, just what you touched on. We all try to do the best we can, and that's all we can do.
We really do. Given our level of consciousness and our view of the world, we do the very best we can. I believe that about people.
Right.
Even the people that are just like, you know, don't seem like they are.
Mm-hmm.
Given their level of consciousness, they are.
Right.
If they knew better, they'd do better.
Right. And that's what you try to help them to do?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you given people advice on a new career and it's turned out to be very good advice for them?
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Many times, yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't take my advice and they regret it.
Yeah, well, it's a double-edged sword,
Yeah, like, I'm going to go my own way on that one. And then, you know, 6 months later, they're like, oh, I need my new job. I'm like, well, I told you.
Right.
Oh, I try not to do the I told you
so thing. Right.
Because, you know, life is valuable regardless of which path you take.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's just it. We all make choices. And
absolutely.
We just, again, do the best we can with whatever choice we make in life.
That's right. And that really any choice is fine. You're going to get where you need to be. You're going to learn what you need to learn. And, you know, there's no real wrong way to go. Even if it's a detour,
mm-hmm.
I believe all, you know, God will work with you. Like all things are working together for good for those who love the Lord. That's my favorite verse.
Okay.
I believe that. You know, like even if it doesn't look like it in the moment, you can trust that it will be made good.
Right. we're all learning from everything we do, right?
Absolutely, and becoming gems. You mm-hmm. know, like out of darkness mm-hmm. comes the diamond.
Right. You know, well, like, hopefully, anyway.
Yeah. Well, if you work at it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that there are no accidents in life? That everything does happen for a reason?
Generally, yes. I would say I do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are certain, maybe certain circumstances that can be accidents or happen against people's will, but I think generally, on a higher level, we do create our reality, and that there's undeviating justice in the world. Mm-hmm. And even if you can't see where it's coming from in the moment, there is a cause somewhere.
Right. What goes around comes around, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah? You believe in that? Right.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But again, if a person makes a choice that they're not happy with, they always have the option to correct it and move in a different path.
That is the awesome thing about life. You can always choose again in this moment.
Yeah, well.
Thank God.
That's good. Yeah, right. Otherwise, people will be jumping off of buildings,
right?
And who knows what.
You can always start fresh.
Right. Hopefully, anyway.
Yeah.
Now, when you're working with a person, what do you feel is your most important ingredient in making up whatever you help them with? I mean, is it something that, would you say, your spirit that I guess is the most important thing when you're working with a person?
I kind of let spirit decide what it wants to show me. Mm-hmm. To tell you the truth, I go in and it's pretty clear like what the major issue is going on, and that's usually what we focus on. You know, mm-hmm. I'll get an overview, like, okay, what's their aura look like? Where are they stuck? Where are they on their life path? You know, what's going on in the career? Where are their relationship? And then it's like, okay, I know where I need to go here, because
right. You
can see what's not working pretty quickly. And I don't, I'm not a negative person, but that's where you want to go,
mm-hmm.
you right. know, because you don't want to be stuck with your stuff,
right.
you know?
Right. So you try to take your own personal ego out of it whenever you work with the client?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What good am I in the situation?
Well, you know, I'm sure you know a lot.
I'm a facilitator. That's it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just move energy
right.
and do what I'm told.
So the spirit comes through you and you just work with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's very important.
Yeah.
Now, again, working with clients, you say that you've worked with some, would you say, for years now?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. 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 And when did you actually start doing this professionally full-time?
Professionally full-time and not doing the day job thing?
Yeah, right.
About 2.5 years ago.
Really? So
yep.
Was that liberating when you finally reached that point?
Yeah, well, it's kind of pushed into it, but,
really?
You know,
oh,
that kind of thing.
A little layoff type action? Not that we need to know,
yeah.
but.
Yeah, something like that.
Things happen.
Exactly. So God's like, okay, time to fly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was perfect. I'm so grateful.
Right.
I couldn't be happier.
Well, again, that gets to be no accidents in life, right?
All right, absolutely.
You know?
And sometimes in the moment, life is scary. But
right.
you know what? I look back and I was like, man, that's the best thing that ever happened.
Right.
I tell anybody that just lost their job, it's like, ooh, get ready for life to get interesting.
Right. Yeah, right.
You know?
Whether you like it or not, it's going to get interesting.
You know.
Well, again, a lot of people, you know, I guess they do different things. I mean, they, you know, get born again. And perhaps they go in a new career change, something that they've always wanted to do, but
yeah.
they've been reluctant to do so.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, it can be something that's very freeing and something that's very good in the end that they didn't think would be possible.
Absolutely. It's always an opportunity to either have faith or go into fear. If you go into fear, you're probably going to get stuck.
Right.
If you just, I trust life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let it happen.
Right.
Like, breathe.
Yeah, right.
It's all going to be okay. Follow your heart.
Right.
Well,
again, I think people sometimes forget to breathe because
Absolutely.
They get so panicky.
It can be scary sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
So do you try to relax people and reassure them that whatever happens, it's for the best?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I try to remind them who they are
mm-hmm.
and that they're not alone and that all things are working together for good, and they can trust life. And when
right.
they do, then it all opens up for them. And they can either go into love or they can go into fear. And if they go into love and stay in that open and clear vibration, then their life is going to open up for them.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, anyway.
Well, I mean, if you're in the energy,
mm-hmm.
life flows. If you're
mm-hmm.
not in the energy, it kind of stops and shuts down.
Right. And to remind everybody, you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station Making Waves. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, of the program called Metaphysically Speaking. And my special guest this month is Molly Ann Endura, and she is a clairvoyant healing guide. Again, talking about clients, I see that on some of your literature, well, I actually downloaded it from your website, but on some of your classes, you actually, instead of saying the fee is or something like that, you say it's an investment, and you believe that it's an investment for that person to take the class and pay the money?
Well, absolutely. Any kind of any personal growth work that's going to make you clearer, that's going to give you tools, that's going to empower you, is an investment in yourself and in your well-being. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, it's totally an investment. I mean, that's how I feel when I go to take a class or get another initiation. It's like, it is an investment.
Mm-hmm. So do you take classes as you go along also?
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's never ending?
We never stop growing, ever. Once you think you know it all, it's like, oh.
Yeah, then you're really in trouble.
You're really in trouble if you think you know it all.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, there's always room for growth.
Absolutely. Always. Mm-hmm. Okay.
moving along then. Now, if a client comes to you and they ask you about certain things, do you feel comfortable with giving them advice? You don't hesitate whatsoever?
I don't know that I necessarily... Well, I guess I do give some advice. Really, what I try to do is tell them what I'm seeing as neutrally as possible and work with them.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you see when you look at a person? Are you seeing their past or future? What are you seeing?
Typically, I will see... where they are right in this moment with the effects of the past on their system.
Right. So you go basically from the now. I mean, that is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. People always say that it's important to live in the now.
Yeah.
So you try to work on creating a situation at the present moment to help those people?
Absolutely. Because, you know, that's what they're dealing with right now is, like, what's up for them right now?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I guess everybody's most concerned with themselves, of course, you know.
Yeah.
Usually.
well,
it could be
not,
family.
Yeah. Well, family certainly lights up for people, sure. They're really worried about their kids. I mean, you can see that, too, or their parents.
Right. Now, what about you personally? Do you see things for yourself, or is it hard to be objective in trying to determine things for yourself?
You call me a resistant client, but
okay.
I can see things for myself, and I do, and I, and it's always a good practice to honor what I see and to follow that, because time after time, if I don't, I'm like, oh, dang,
yeah,
I saw
right.
that. Why did I do that? Or, you know, like, you know, sometimes romantically, I'm single, right? Romantically, you're looking at somebody and they're not lighting up, like, oh no, I don't think this is gonna go anywhere. Yeah, but they're really
yeah,
you know,
right.
Let
really
me go there
cute.
Anywhere. It's like,
yeah,
oh
right.
I knew better. Why did I do that?
Yeah.
Oh well.
Right. Right. But again, does that help you? I mean, if you see somebody that you might think you want to date or become involved with and you're just not seeing it in their aura or whatever the case may be, do you just say, well, I have to be strong here and, you know, not really get involved with this person?
Yeah. Well, you know, I would say it depends. I mean, often if people are brought into my life, they're there for a reason. So I don't assume that just because people show up in a romantic way that it's meant to be romantic. So I have I'm a very social person, and when I meet somebody, often we'll become really good friends, or we'll do work together, or they need to take classes, or whatever. Whatever it is, like connections with other people, or, you know, I trust life. So if you're in my life, I trust it's for a reason. So I'll get to know you.
Right. So you don't question that at all then?
No.
You just take it as it is.
Well, sometimes I'll look in and see what it's for, you know.
See how it could benefit your life or improve your life?
Or what am I doing for them?
Right. Yeah. I guess it works both ways,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually.
Right. Yeah, right. Hopefully, anyway.
Right.
Now, what are some of the rates that you charge for? If somebody came to you for a reading, what would you charge them?
Usually a clearing, a reading clearing session is $100 for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And does it go up or down from there? I mean, if they come to you after a certain amount of time, does it still pretty much stay the same? Same rate of pay? Or
Sometimes. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean,
right.
It depends. You know, with the economy the way it is, you know, I'm more about serving people than getting mm-hmm. their money. I mean,
right.
$100 an hour is an equal energetic exchange for what I do for people. So, mm-hmm. So that's equal, you know, but if somebody's really struggling financially and they need the work, then less is probably equal for them. Do you know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
So it's, as long as it's an equal energy exchange and then keeps it clean,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you start doing work for free for people, then
right.
the energy gets way out of balance and they're
right.
really not going to get as much out of it.
Right. Well, do people hear about you? I mean, through word of mouth, or is it mm-hmm. through your website? How do people hear about you and come to you?
They come to me in a lot of different ways, a lot of referrals. Thank you. A lot of people on my website find me online. I've got a Google ad, a Yahoo ad. I've got flyers all over Ann Arbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hopefully your radio show.
Right. Well, again, we like to think that the people that are supposed to be listening to you right now are listening, and
right.
you never know what might happen.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
So that's very important as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, how could they do so?
Well, my phone number is 734-417-8317. My email address is info@bethelight.org. And my website is www.bethelight.org. That's BETHELIGHT.org.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you decide on naming your operation Be the Light? How did you derive that?
It was inspired,
mm-hmm.
of course. It's what it's all about for me, is like, that is who we are. We are the light. And, you know, it's really about uncovering that and then being that in the world, you know?
Right. Well, I just thought it was interesting because my mother, who got me interested in metaphysics, in essence would always say, you know, send the light, you know,
mm-hmm.
for, I guess, a short prayer if something was going wrong or whatever.
Yeah.
Her answer was, just send the light.
Yeah.
And do you believe something similar to that?
Absolutely. Light
mm-hmm.
is the essence. It's love. It's, you know, it's who we are. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, just like there are different color auras, there's different color lights that
yep.
provide different things for different people.
Absolutely. Light's basically energy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you tell people to imagine certain color lights around them? In other words, healing lights, something like that, if they're having physical problems, anything like that?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Not necessarily, though?
Not necessarily. I mean, a lot of times I'm facilitating, so I'm kind of I'm taking care of those details.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? I kind of know what's needed, and I bring it through. I can't possibly tell everybody everything that I'm doing while I'm talking to them, because I'm, like, working in their space, you know?
Right.
And and some things I'll tell them that they need to know about, and some things they don't even need to know about, but it's there to be cleared, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, they don't necessarily need to technically know how I'm pulling that thing out of their space, you know?
Mm-hmm. But you just let it come, whatever you feel impressed to mention to them, you go ahead?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, whatever they need to know to clear.
Right.
Sure.
Right, just to start with then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Now, your classes, generally, you said some are one day. Are there anything that, you know, is longer, maybe a week, 2 weeks, anything like that?
I don't have any two-week classes. I do have a series of healing modalities that are ideally set a week apart, that are about eight sessions, and it's just a super powerful series of healings, and every one of them is an hour and a half, and there's a washing and anointing in the beginning, and then we do the healing modality, and say, like, one of them is the Tree of Life healing, where we awaken all of the sephira of the Tree of Life within your aura. So powerful. And then after that's done, we do a cord cutting and a DNA activation all in one session, and every session has that anointing and washing and the DNA activation and cord cutting. And there's, like, the Seal of Solomon healing and purification by light and tone healing and just
a lot of healing
going
on.
That series is so powerful.
Yes.
People just transform over time with that one.
Mm-hmm. In a short period of time?
Well, yeah, if you do it as it's meant to be done, in about
mm-hmm.
8 weeks, you can experience some pretty complete transformation in your life mm-hmm. and how you feel about yourself and your life.
Right. So some of the people that you've trained, have they gone on to be professional psychics as well?
Let me see here. I've been teaching psychic development just for probably the last year now, mm-hmm. actually. I just developed a class this year.
Oh, okay, so it's still early.
Yeah, right. But mm-hmm. they're definitely practicing and developing themselves.
Right. Well, again, I would imagine that it's very rewarding for you to help people and see them grow and improve as people, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that you're constantly growing and improving?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Thank God.
Yeah. Just leave the past behind, right?
Yep.
You know, because mm-hmm. you don't want to get stuck there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we all get stuck sometimes, you know?
Right. Well, again, like we talked about earlier, it's hard to live in the now. People are either living in the future or living in the past.
Yep.
You know, they have to pick one or the other and, I guess, move on. But, yeah, I think a lot of people live in the past, unfortunately. You know,
yeah.
they're resentful or fearful or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, or they're, you know, living in the future with their past thrown in front of them, thinking that they're living in the moment.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Can you explain that?
Well, basically, let's see. So people think that the past is in the past, but typically they're living into their past. Like they're making choices based on things that happened in the past. Like, oh, I fell in love once and I got hurt and I'm never
right.
going to do that again.
Right.
You know, I opened my heart so much that I, you know, I gave everything and I'll never be that vulnerable again because
right.
that happened in the past. So
right.
they're like living into that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good to get that clear so you can create something different with your future.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, again, that's the fear talking right there. You know,
Absolutely.
They're afraid to get hurt again.
Absolutely.
Or afraid to grow.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have stuff like that in the way.
Right. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you're around to help them, right?
Yay, lucky me.
Yeah. Well, again, if it's something you love to do, I think that's very important.
Yeah.
Not too many people can actually say, I love doing what I do,
yeah.
you know, especially if they can do it full time.
I'm so blessed.
Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Molly, thank you very much for coming in today. I really appreciate it. And you're a very interesting guest, and I hope something comes of this particular show, so maybe somebody might call you.
Gosh, thanks, Mike. It's such a pleasure to be here. It was fun talking to you.
Okay, well, I enjoyed it. So thank you for being on the show today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Okay, I would like to thank Molly Ann Endura for being my guest today. Very interesting guest, very insightful. I do appreciate the fact she was able to make it in. She had to make special arrangements to be here, so I'm glad she was able to do so. And just to let you know, in case you're not aware of it, coming up here at Henry Ford Community College, I just want to remind everybody that WHFR and Metaphysically Speaking will be presenting a holistic fair called the Festival of Enlightenment on Saturday, May 30th, 2009, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. right here at Henry Ford Community College. We are still seeking out holistic vendors, readers, and body workers for this event. If you're interested in joining us for this exciting event, please call 313-317-6540 or email us at whfr-gm@hfcc.edu. Once again, that's 313-317-6540 or whfr-gm@hfcc.edu. It should be a very exciting festival, and we are really looking forward to it. And we hope that you're able to join us either as a participant or just perhaps somebody that wants to come out and check out this great event. So please keep that in mind. And with that, I just want to say thank you for listening to this edition. I'll be back next month with another edition of Metaphysically Speaking on the 18th of April. So come back to listen to that show. In the meantime, I just want to say thank you for listening and have a great day.